Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Before you know it, it's hay season. Then suddenly, you have hay on the ground, and you and everybody else are scrambling for a new hay trailer. Instead of waiting, GoBob Pipe and Steel has a deal for you. Right now, you can get the best hay trailer made, the Red Rhino or the Red Ox, largest inline hay trailer in the world. It'll haul 22,000 pounds of hay. And for a limited time at GoBob, with every trailer comes one of the acclaimed hay conserver feeders at no cost. That's right, no cost for the feeder. You get a $700 feeder with every hay trailer. You're planning on buying a hay trailer anyway. Why wait? Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today. Get your new hay trailer and be sure and ask for your conserver feeder. It's free with your new trailer. This deal can't last forever, so you better act now. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel or go online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures opening, expected to open solidly higher here today, supported by stronger carcass value and feedlot premium sales. Lean hog contracts also set to open a bit higher this morning, thanks to expectations for more constructive fundamentals. Now, the cash cattle market is likely to remain in neutral today, with both bids and asking prices pretty much unspoken and far apart. Now, the guess is that buying interest won't get too exciting until tomorrow, maybe Thursday at the earliest. Well, we can understand how sellers will remain bullish given the amazing strength of the stock trade in recent weeks. We can also imagine a certain country nervousness in the face of record June discounts. The hog buyers expected to resume procurement chores here today, with bids ranging from steady to a dollar higher. Early ideas about the week's kill total is around 2.28 million head, about 0.5% below last week, but nearly 3% over a year ago. On our grains, the winter wheat markets charged higher yesterday, with hard red winter near a six-week high after a storm buried a number of Kansas fields under a foot or more of snow Sunday. In addition, freezing temperatures may have hurt headed wheat that was not covered by snow. The winter wheat market sped higher again following the snow and cold in Kansas and Oklahoma. Crop damage is still being assessed, but some crop sources say losses are to be expected, particularly in fields where stalks of headed wheat were broken. A week ago, USDA said 25% of the wheat in Kansas was headed, 65% in Oklahoma, 67% in Kansas. Well, the corn futures received a boost from the higher wheat market to close at a two-week high yesterday, with some additional help from slow planting in the Midwest where rain has made fields soggy. USDA will update planting progress later today, and some trade estimates expect about 31% done versus 17 a week ago. Soybeans peaked at a four-week high before easing to settle at a one-week high yesterday, supported by the higher wheat markets and planting delays in the Midwest. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,000 head to be offered, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 weaned calves, and 6,700 calves on cows. If you want details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
Well, June live cattle was up 10 cents at 124.12, and the August was up 12 cents at 120.17. May feeder cattle up down 95 cents at 148.60. August down 95 at 153.75. May hogs down 85 at 66.12. And the June was down 72 cents at 73.27. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May was up 28 cents, 452.75. And July was up 28.5 at 465.75. Chicago wheat, July was up 23.75 at 456, and September up 23 cents at 468.75. July corn up 11 cents, 377.5, and September up 10.5, 384.75. And July soybeans up 14 cents at 970.25. August up 13.25 at 971.5. On the cotton futures, May is up 20 at 80.65. July's down 8, 78.87. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.